Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday. No, it's not. Tuesday, October the 2nd. Tuesday, October the 2nd of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we got another powerful show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about the solution. Yesterday, we talked about the problem, which is we are Goyim, or we are Golem, G-O-L-E-M, according to the Talmud and the ancient text. That just simply means that we are an unfinished mass. We are an unfinished substance. So today, we want to talk about how to finish this substance. Yesterday, we talked about that we are programmed to die with our telomeres. Today, we want to talk about how we can reprogram ourselves to live with the word or epigenetics, specifically what they call CRISPR-9. So today we want to break down the biblical proof and the biological proof or the biological evidence of what the scripture talks about in John chapter 10, verse 10. Let's start with verse 9. Again, this is the solution. Yesterday we talked about the problem. We know that we are all programmed to die. We know that we was born into sin. We know that we were born a Goyim or a Golem. Again, according to the ancient text, I know that these are terms and words that most are not familiar with, but if you read the Jewish Talmud or any of the ancient texts, you will see what happened to Adamu. You will see how clay was created, and this clay, again, was not welcomed by fire and light beings. And this clay being now is being regened. This clay is being amplified. This clay is being glorified thanks to the grace and mercy of God through the Son, Yahushua, or Jesus the Christ. It is this under, over, and understanding If you can wrap your brain around it, it will reprogram your DNA the same way they are trying to edit the DNA using CRISPR-9. So today, my brothers and sisters, we need to break this down. John chapter 10, verse 9. John chapter 10, verse 9 tells us the key to reprogramming our DNA. And that is, I am the gate. So we know right out the gate that Yahushua is the gate. So without this understanding that the word became flesh and it dwelt among men, if you cannot wrap your brain around that, then we do not know how to reverse engineer it. How can flesh become words and dwell among God? Now, let it sink in. It takes a while. It takes a moment to understand that everything on earth, according to Isaiah 45, is backwards. And so if you can reverse engineer scripture, if you could understand that Jesus said, it is for you to know, but it's not for them to know. He spoke in codes. Jesus said, I didn't say this, Jesus said, I only teach in parables. Now, if you got a problem with what I'm getting ready to say, it's not with me, it's what Jesus said. So your problem is not with me, brothers and sisters. I know you want to dislike somebody. You want me to be the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not the enemy. I know you think I am the enemy, but I'm not the enemy. I've seen the enemy. I am not the enemy. If you want to see the enemy, just go look in the mirror. That's the enemy. The enemy is the stinking thinking. The enemy is theology. The enemy is the way that you've been trained by going to the cemetery or the seminary. Because God said that he's not writing his laws on tablets of stone any longer. The Bible says that. I'm really at a loss of words because I don't understand that. I think maybe, as you guys know, my frustration comes because of the lack of animation, meaning that I don't care what problem throws up. I don't care what the devil put on me. God can take it off me. So why are you worried? That the Bible says, why worry about what you shall eat, what you shall drink? So if the Bible says, why worry about what you and what you shall drink? So why worry? So there's a plethora of scriptures, but the one that really stands out for me is Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Matthew 6, 24 says, no one can serve two masters. Now, before I read the scripture, I lived the life. I have personal experience of trying to serve two masters. It didn't go too well. The Bible says no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and he will love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and he will despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew 6:24. Now, Matthew 6:25 says, therefore, I tell you. So God got a solution. Since we are trying to, now again, I didn't read about this in the book. I served money. Money was my God. There ain't no shame in my game. And the only reason that money is not still my God, because you need money on this earth. I don't care what nobody says. I keep it real. Now, I don't try to blow smoke up nobody's butts. I'm going to keep it real with you, boo-boo. Now, in this world, I tried to pay my light bill with metaphysical money. I already tried it, and I got rejected. So I destroyed my life, my first marriage. Y'all heard at the seminar, I asked my daughter during the seminar, Sade, how many elementary schools did you been to? She said 13. I got it on tape. 13 elementary schools. That's how many times, and every time I moved, it wasn't voluntarily. I got evicted. So other people that you talk to, they give you book knowledge. This dude, this short black man right here, this is real world. I don't teach theory. I teach theorem. I'm telling you, they don't take metaphysical money at the bank. You cannot pay your car note with metaphysical money. So if you don't have these three things that I'm about to share with you, your dog don't hunt. Number one, you need a system. Number two, you need structure. Number three, you need the ability to implement those first two. If you don't, me and you cannot be friends because you live in a pipe dream. I ain't going back. I already been to Egypt. I ain't going back. Now, you can go back to Egypt if you want to. I mean, not you, but people you know. But I ain't going back to Egypt, boo-boo. My dogs hunt, and they're going to continue to hunt because every day I get up, I'm going to create. And I'm going to continue to create until they put my dog behind in a pine box. I'm not putting keys to my happiness in nobody's pocket. I don't work for nobody. I work for myself. Me and God. God tell me what to do, and I do it. So if you don't have a sequence that produces a structure that produces immediate measurable results, implementation, your dogs don't hunt. See, that's the kingdom. In the kingdom, the wealth is common. In the kingdom, there's nothing but creators. There, in the kingdom, everybody's givers. The king is a giver. There is no receivers in the kingdom. They're just givers. So if you're a taker, you're not eligible for the kingdom. So in the kingdom, everybody is a giver. There is no takers. There's no such thing as receiving. They're just giving. Because giving and receiving is the same thing. It's separated down on this dimension. Because see, you can't give what you don't already have. So the devil lied to you. Now he got you to think that you need something or you need someone. But I'm here to tell you, you was born by yourself, and guess what's going to happen? When you stand before the big G, you're going to be by yourself. Your mama ain't going to be there. Your daddy, Reverend Dr. Bishop, the shaman, the soothsayers, you know, whoever you're depending on, they're not going to be there. So in order to program yourself for life, you need to change the brain. You need to change the way that you think. You need to become a single standing column of waveform energy that collapses waves into particles. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the world that we live in was framed by the word. Words frame worlds, period. Drop mic, exit stage left. Now, in order for this to permeate, I need to give you more word of God, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Matthew chapter 25 says it this way. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Okay? So either God is a liar or his word is true. I already tested out. Now, I know if you're anything like me, like, see, I'm like Doubting Thomas. I need to see the nail scars in your hand, homie. That's just me. Some people, they don't need proof. Me, I need proof. Thankfully, I serve a God that says you can come boldly to the throne. In fact, God says, try me and see. So I like that God because he ain't scarred. Because, see, I ain't scarred either. I take on all comers, tall, short, fat, skinny. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Verse 26. This is the scripture I used to quote when I was walking the streets of Richmond, Texas, when I was 13. And I didn't have nowhere to go, and I didn't have nothing to eat. And my dad would lock me out of my own house. And I'd walk down the freaking bayou, get on my bike and ride to Rosenberg to try to go bomb some food off of somebody at 13. Now, I know, you know, maybe your life was better or worse. Doesn't matter. All I'm saying is this. Matthew 6, 26. Look at the birds of the air. I remember when me and my brothers and sisters, when we was kids, we was hanging out with Sister X, and we'd be riding in the back of this pickup truck going from to another freaking tent revival out in the middle of a bumbuck Egypt somewhere with this dude named David Blankety Blank. And me and my brothers and sisters, we would ride in the back of this pickup truck, and we would look up in the sky, and we would see the stars. And I remember thinking when I was a little kid, we was fasting, at least they tell you, that's what they called it. And we was hungry, and we was cold, and all we had was each other. And we would look up in the sky, and I remember thinking about running, and my brother would tell me, bro, where we gonna go, man? We don't even know where we at. And I'd say, man, I'm just getting out of here, man. And he said, where are we going to go? And I remember having that same conversation with my brother in boot camp. When it hit the fan and I was going to run, and bro would tell me, bro, where are you going to go? You going to go back to Richmond? What's in Richmond, man? Nothing is in Richmond. What you going to do if you leave here? Stay and fight. And I remember looking at the birds of the air and thinking about Matthew 6:26 before I even knew it was a freaking scripture. And I remember as a kid, actually, I don't know kid no more. See, I've been young. Now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. See, I serve a God of the impossible. Everybody else, God, they got the God that most of us got, his hands is short. He don't honor his word. He only do certain things if you do, if you tithe and if you come and if you do this and that. See, I don't serve that God. My God hunts whether I don't hunt or not. He's not a respecter of persons. See, when I look at the birds of the air, they don't sow nor reap. See, the God you got is a God that he only responds to you if you sow a reap. See, I don't serve that God. The God I serve, he's a Matthew 6:26 God. So in Matthew 6:26, it says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because, see, most people don't, they don't understand that. So without understanding it, your dogs don't hunt. What does that mean? That means that you're going to operate in a lower law. Now, remember, it is done unto you as you believe. So if you use a lower law, karma, or one of these other laws, now, remember, I use the laws that are omnibenevolent. That means always good. Now, there's five omnis. I have this inside of my book, The Standard. Now, this is the big G. Now, this is kingdom preaching. This is kingdom principles. This is kingdom. This is not earth. This is kingdom theology. This is kingdom purpose. These are kingdom processes. This is kingdom products. This is kingdom principles. So when you come to me with an earthly principle, now, I remember I used to be a cop. I understand municipal laws are trumped by state law. And state law is trumped by federal law, and federal law is trumped by international law. So if you come to me with municipal laws, because you are a local cop, I'm going to call the state police. And the state police, when they got on the scene, the state police would say, oh, we're going to take over this crime scene. And guess what all those local cops did? We went home. Why? Because the state police was taking over the scene. Why? It was out of our jurisdiction. So there was, see, you may be operating on earthly laws, and you come to me, that is a lower law, and it does work on that plane, but there is a higher law. But if you don't know the higher law, then you're stuck with the lower law. Me, I just went using the etymology of the spirit realm. I traced it back to the highest law, to source. I trace back to source. So let me get this right. So you mean to tell me people die from cancer? Yes, Brother Will, they do. They go to cancer, excuse me, and they get radiation treatment. Yes, they do. And they do this, that, and the other for cancer, right? Now, I can tell you to go type in Charlotte Gershom in Google, or type in Gershom therapy or Gershom formula or Max Gershom in Google and click enter. And I can tell you that cancer cannot exist inside of an alkaline body. Now, you will tell me, Brother Will, that is not true, because I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, and I remember the word doctor means deity of sorcery or pharmakeia or pharmacy or medicine or drugs. That is a lower level entity. He's a deity, but he's a lower deity. He's a little g. Now, I can usurp what the doctor said by going above his pay grade. Now, I was in the military. When I was in the military, they have E1s, E2s, E3s, E4s, E's. And then they got O's. So an O1 outranks an E9. Now, let me make sure you understand. A boot lieutenant, we should call them butter bars. A butter bar lieutenant, fresh out of the freaking Naval Academy or fresh out of the freaking Army Academy or wherever, a butter bar lieutenant, green, don't know his blankety blank from a hole in the ground, can come in and usurp a E9 with 30 years experience. Why? Because he outranks him. He may not know more than him, but you got to respect the rank. The spirit realm is no different. God is a God of order. So if you do not have a system that is based upon structure or order, that's not going to be implementable, meaning you cannot override mass or matter. So all I did was figure out the system. Okay, Brother Will, what is the system? I'm so glad you asked. Let me go back and finish Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. What are they doing? They're just flying around. Okay, what does that mean? They do not sow nor reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Matthew 6:24-26. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, about what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, for it's what you will put on. Is not your life more than food and your body more than clothing? So God is telling us, don't worry, okay, Brother Will, that's great, but I still worry, okay, you violating Scripture. Since you're violating Scripture, it is done unto you as you believe. Now, remember, when the blind man, they brought the blind man into Jesus' presence, and Jesus asked, they asked, okay, did his mother and father sin that he's born blind, or did he sin? Jesus said his mother and father was not, this is John 9, Jesus said his mother and father didn't sin. He didn't sin. And they say, well, okay, we're confused because the Reverend Dr. Bishop said bad things happen to us because we bad people. So let me make sure you understand, because, again, there's different Jesus. You probably got the wrong Jesus. See, the Jesus I got prior to Constantine, he's the 1611. He's the Essene. He's not the Nazarene. That's a different Jesus. And since you probably got the wrong Jesus, that means you're getting the wrong results. Now, remember, we're talking about the solution. We're not talking about the problem today. How do you solve problems? You need a system. You need a process. This process is based upon a structure. This structure is implemented into reality, and it changes reality. It changes your DNA. This is called epigenetics. So let me make sure you understand, because, see, in John chapter 9, the solution is this. Jesus said, let me read John chapter 9, verse 1. And Jesus was walking along. He saw a man who had been born blind or blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? Verse 3, John 9, verse 3. It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened. Somebody please write this down. This happened. Okay, Brother Will, my car just got repoed. Okay, great. This happened. Okay, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. My wife just left me. Okay, this happened. Okay, Brother Will, you don't get it, man. I've been on my job 20 years, man. I just got fired. What am I going to do? Okay, why did this happen to me, man? Why does bad things happen to good people? I don't understand, Brother Will. Why did God do me like this, man? What's going on, brother? I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just like Job, man. I was just going on, man. What's happening? This happened, John chapter 9, verse 3. This happened so that the power of God could be seen in him. Verse 4, John 9, verse 4. We must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. Why? Why do we need to work quickly, Brother Will? Why do I need to do my purpose? Why can't I just go to the club, make it rain? You know, I'm going to live. You know, I got plenty of time. I can be about the Father's business later. Right now, man, I got to chase that poo nanny. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you, boo-boo. Been there, done that too. But John chapter 9, verse 4 says, we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. See, if you don't know whose you are, then you don't know who you are. Why? The night is coming, and then no one can work. John chapter 9, verse 5. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, what this is saying is you must carry out the task assigned to you. Okay, Brother Will, what task? Ooh, so glad you asked. I just did a seminar a couple of days ago, in a Big D. And in that seminar, I broke down the task assigned to you based upon the words. Okay, Brother Will, why words? Okay, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was. See, God says, all the way back in Genesis, God, what did he do? He says, let there be light, and bam, that was light. So words are powerful things. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Words are so powerful. In fact, Hebrews 11:3 says that they create worlds, plural, more than one. So if you can do what I'm doing, you're a very powerful individual. Okay, but well, that's great. But I went to the phone company, and I said, let my phone bill be paid, and nothing happened. I'm with you, homies. I did it, too. It didn't work for me either because I didn't have a system in place that produced a structure that we call money that allowed me to implement that into my life. No system, no structure. No structure, no implementation. That's why your dogs don't hunt. How do I know? Tried it, been there, done that, got two T-shirts. So how do I create a system that produces a sequence that allows me to brand, build, and bind? Somebody should write that down. Branding, building, binding. That's all I do every day, 24-7, 365. I woke up this morning, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to brand something. I'm going to build something, and I'm going to bind that something to this universe. That shapes and controls mass of matter. That collapses waves into particles. You are a particle physicist. So was Yahushua. Jesus Christ is the first physicist. He will understand that quantum physics. He called those things that are not as though they were. Guess what happened? Everywhere Jesus went, he did miracles. Why? What is a miracle? A miracle is something that science and technology hasn't caught up with yet. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because I really don't know if you got it. So Jesus walked in and Lazarus was dead. They said, Jesus, you late, Holmes. This dude stinketh. First thing Jesus did, he says, y'all need to get up out of chunk. Why? They didn't have no faith. Soon as Jesus walked in, see, right now, some of y'all is hanging out with people that ain't got no faith, and they sucking out your faith. They are called energy vampires. Make sure you surround yourself with people who believe in you and the God of you. See, if you surround yourself with believers instead of knowers, your dog don't hunt. Why? They going to suck the life out of you. It's like dry. It's like you are trying to elevate with a ball and chain. Because, see, the person that you're with or the environment that you're in is toxic. Because they don't understand John 10:10. Let's go back. Remember, we started there, then we jumped over to Matthew, then we went to John 9. Now let's go back to John 10. Because remember, we're establishing the solution of how to take waves, something that's very hazy, and make it into a particle, something that is crystal clear. Why? The year 2020 is almost here. It is the end of 2018. Next year, it is 2019. After that, it is 2020. That is the year of clairvoyance. That is the year, according to Luke, when the water bearer enters into the city and he pours out the water. Luke 17 says to follow that person into the city, because water represents gnosis or knowledge. So knowledge has been pouring out on all flesh. So you ain't got no more excuses no more. You can't say, God, I didn't know. Nobody, you know, I didn't understand God. So therefore, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm ignorant, and I'm in a bad relationship because, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't have no options, God. I mean, it's like my back is up against the wall. I mean, I know you helped Daniel when he was in the lion's den. I know you helped them three Hebrew boys when they was in the fiery furnace. I know you took Jonah out of the belly of the whale. I know when Moses' back was up against the Red Sea, you opened up the Red Sea, but, you know, I don't know what you're going to do for me, God. God, why is this happening to me? You see, brothers and sisters, you got the wrong God. How do I know? If the fruit of an unbeliever and the fruit of a believer is the same, how do you know who's a believer and who's the unbeliever? So let me get this right. You're a believer, right? You believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You go to church on Sundays. You turn over every church and every freaking chair in the church. But your life is exactly like the homeless man's life. You're not a believer. Now, you've conned yourself. You got a counterfeit conversion. How do you know, Brother Will? I already had one. I responded to the altar call because I wanted fire insurance. Because the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me I was going to go to hell. So I didn't want to go there. So I got up and I went down to the altar call. They slapped some oil on my forehead and I went back still. And I committed more sins than I did before they slapped oil on my head. Why? Counterfeit conversion. 99.9999% of believers I know, they got a counterfeit conversion. They got a counterfeit Christ. Why? They ain't got no fruit. Look at your life, man. It's exactly to the dudes that go to the club on Sundays. Most believers I know, I can't tell a saint from an ain't. The fruit of the saint is exactly like the fruit of the ain't. So hold up. So what's the difference between an ain't and a saint? That is Satan. Why? They ate from the same tree. Notice that the tree had both fruit on it. Now, when you can find a tree in nature that has good and evil on it, call me. Email me. I need to see that fruit. I need to see that tree. Because everybody down chill got confused. We all, it's the same freaking tree. So whether, remember, heads and tails is on the same coin. We live in a world of duality. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years since God showed me. I rejected it the same way you're going to reject it. It's okay, boo-boo. It took me 40 years to get it. It might take you a little while. Jesus came. Now, this is what Jesus said. Light came in the darkness, and the darkness perceived it not. Now, science tells us that you can't see on this planet based upon the electromagnetic spectrum. Everything on this earth, as I talked about before in yesterday's show. Now, I don't care where you're from or how much education you got or don't got. I got enough biological proof that would destroy your theology and everybody else's that you know. I got enough biblical proof that would destroy your theology and everybody else that you know. Don't believe me? Go to the Old Testament. Look at the word Lord. Look at the word God. Look at the word Lord God. Look it up in the original text. What does it mean? I already looked it up. Again, just go to any resource. It doesn't matter. You will see it means to fall. It means hava. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple day. I got 10 grand. How much you want to put up? How much you want to wager? How much you want to wager I can destroy your theology? Not yours, but, you know, people that you know. So you should be saying to yourself, okay, Brother Will, that's great. What's your theology? Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. Let me tell you my theology. My theology is omnibenevolent. My theology is omnisimplistic. My theology is omnipresent. My theology is omniscient. Because I am connected the same way that Elon Musk created the D-Wave computer for the demonic wave. This dude said he released the demonic horde. He said that they opened down in CERN, that they opened up a batten, the pit, to release, just like it says in the book of Revelation. So Elon Musk says this. I didn't say it. The dude said it out of his own mouth. It's on YouTube. I watched the video. So this dude said, Elon Musk, M-U-S-K, you know what his net worth is? This dude's net worth is $19 billion with the B dollars. $19 billion. So who is Elon Musk? What about my boy that's over Facebook? What about Jeff Bezos? What about Warren Buffett? What about our president, Donald Trump? Who they daddies? You know who Elon Musk's dad is? What about Jeff Bezos? Who's his pappy? What about Donald Trump? You know his last name is not Trump. You know it's S. It starts with S. It's Schrumpf. Where are they from? Germany. Now, we talked about on yesterday's show the Nordic the Nordic, Scandinavian culture. We talked about that in the Bible. It means leukos in the Greek, where we get the word white and wolf from in English. This is not about individualized racism. This is about a harmonious system. Now, remember, three things you must have. You must get rid of the current system that establishes your current structure that allows you to live and act out in your current behavior. Now, remember, I'm a behavior modification specialist. I started this. Why? My behavior was whack. Now, I had a good heart, but they, you know, my grandmother used to tell me, boy, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And you go in there. Why? I had a good heart, but I couldn't do nothing right. I was like, oh, boy, in that movie, Can't Get Right. J Money, I just couldn't get right, brother. I couldn't get right. No matter what I tried to do, my dogs didn't hunt. I got tired of being poor. I got tired of being sickly. I got tired of being ignorant. And I got tired of having bad relationships. I don't know about you. I got tired. So, but nothing happens until you, number one, desperate, until you get tired, until you quit, until you deny yourself. You just take your ball and you say, man, I'm going home. Until you do that, everything I'm talking about, this is not for you yet. But maybe not today, but one day you're going to get to the point and where you quit this life. And you decide you're going to deny this life. Why? Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. See, I didn't know that. I read it, but I was like, no, God can't be serious, man. That's some good stuff in this world. Like, man, you ever been down to, I mean, that's some beautiful places. Friendship with this world system, this harmonious arrangement, this, again, institutionalized racism, this institutionalized where you got one man. The one percenters, the elites, the elects, the one percenters. They controlling the 99%. This harmonious arrangement. But see, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So y'all trying to, I'm not your enemy. So who is the prince of the power of the air? First of all, where did air get power from? Notice it says the prince of the power of the air. So air got power? Now, most of us, we kind of miss that one. Most of us, we don't understand what Paul said when he said, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed we miss that one. And so we think that there's some benefits to operating in our mind. So remember I talked about in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center for the people that I'm working with. Number one, kingdom mindset. So the way you think right now, that cistern that it talks about in Jeremiah, that cistern, you got a broken cistern. The cistern, again, is something that holds water. Yours is broken. So was mine. I had to replace it. I had to get a new one. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says, in which you once walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So there's power in the air, that's called ether, and there's a prince over that power. That's called bioluminescence. I got a 600-page book that breaks it down biologically, no scriptures needed. If you're a non-thumper like me, or if you're a retired Bible thumper, we can talk. Why? Because we can talk bioluminescence. Where we get the word Lucifer. Lucifer really means in the ancient text, lucine far, lucine, L-U-S-M-I-N, far, F-E-R-R-E, lucine far. It's where we get, again, phosphorus, phosphate, a false horus. Okay, Brother Will, that all sounds great, man, but I thought we was talking about how we're going to reprogram our life so that way we can override death. Because you talked about yesterday that Jesus says, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Yahushua took the keys of death and the grave, and he rose, and he says, we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. We're going to have glorified bodies. Can we talk about that, Brother Will? Absolutely, my brother. you're in the right place. Because let me make sure you understand. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. See, the God I serve, he ain't got no, like, he got unlimited resources. So I have, in my brain, I got unlimited resources. Why? I made it in his image and his likeness. See, you got limited resources. That's the problem. You don't think like God. Remember, in the kingdom mindset, that means Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. See, you got a whack mind. That produces whack language, which produces whack results. How do I know? Did I read about that in a book? No, my anointed brother, I did not. I lived it 40 years. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm just saying, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse 2, Isaiah 59, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you. So let me make sure. See, something separated you from the love of Christ. I don't know what it was, but something separated you from the love of Christ. Now, I'm not talking about the watered down one that the Reverend like the bishop's got. I'm talking about the real one, the big one, whose hand is not shortened. He cannot override or get you out of whatever you think you got yourself in. See, the prince of the power of the air, he did something to you and to me before we got here. Now, remember, in the Quran, it spells it out for you. But in the Bible, it doesn't. There's no mention of the jinn except once inside the Bible. Nobody knows. Go to the church and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Reverend Dr. Bishop, what is a jinn? Who are they? And why are they here? And then just wait for the silence. They don't know about no jinns. J-I-N-N. Therefore, they don't know about no genes. G-E-N-E. So they can't preach on Genesis because it's about the jinns. This is the jinns. This is the J-I-N. Nets, N-E-T. Ticks, T-I-C. Blood-sucking nets. Established by jinns to capture light. That's why this is called a plan net. A planned net. How do I know? Revelation 12:9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth. Where was he cast? He was cast to Mars. No, that's not what it said. He was cast to Pluto. No, that's not. He was cast to Saturn. No, that's not what it said, brother. Let me read it again. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old. Every culture on earth has serpent worship. That's what that means. Every culture on earth is whack, including ours, because we got the caduceus. The medical symbol is a pole with serpents on it. Every time you go to the doctor, that's what you see. Serpentine worship. You got a serpentine. They say activate the serpent power in your back. They call it kundalini. Serpent worship is everywhere. But it's the serpent of old. Now, remember yesterday we talked about Odin. We talked about all of the movies. Well, not all, but we talked about the movie Thor, The Dark World, and Thor Ragnarok. If you watch Thor, they put it in your face and they laughing at you. They're like, they don't know. Odin is Nordic, it's Scandinavian, it's Vikings, it's the great men of renown who eyes illuminate the room. Their skin looked like leprosy. They were the offspring of the angels, according to the ancient text. I'm not making it up. I didn't read about it in the book. I was in that culture for a long time. Now you should be saying, well, Brother Will, what are you saying, brother? You mean to tell me that it's the white man? The white man's the bad guy? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But we wrestle against principalities, against wickedness, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. So it is an organized, harmonious arrangement. It is the cosmos grator. I got a 300-page book. So you going up and you're trying to fight the white man. Big mistake, boo-boo. Big mistake. That's not your enemy. Because the enemy, guess what? That Lucas spirit, it's in black folks too. I know a few that got it. And that Lucas spirit, it crosses racial boundaries now. Because Lu seemed far, he ain't stupid. So the great dragon was cast out. The serpent of old called. Didn't say that he was. He said he was called. See, the devil is smart. He's the most cunning. He said he was called the devil. And he was called Satan. Didn't say that was his name. They said that people just called him that. He was called the devil. He was called Satan, who deceives the whole world. No, Brother Will, that's not what it said, brother. He only deceived 3/4 of the world. Okay, is there anybody that's in this world that's not in this world? Anybody? Yeah, if you're here, you're here. That means you deceive. Why? Who deceives the whole world? Me too. There's some degrees of deceivableness. Some of us are deceived more than others, but we are deceived. So that's why we say, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Who deceives the whole world? He was cast to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. So guess what? When you got chill, he was already chill. He was waiting for you. When you came out the womb, he was there. He probably delivered you. Spanked you on your aspiratus when you came out the womb. Well, Brother Will, what do you mean, man? Okay, let's go to the skull and crossbones scripture. 3:2:2. So this is skull and crossbones' favorite scriptures. Y'all know that devil, he knows scriptures too, right? He knows a lot of scriptures. In fact, he knows more word than you do. He comes to you with the word. Did God really say? So Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. 3:2:2. Genesis 3:2:2. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us. What? So we like gods? Oh, you didn't read Psalms 82:6? You didn't read it? Okay, I can't read that one for you. That would really mess up your theology. Psalms 82:6, man, you'd be mad at me. You're going to be sending me hate mail. Do you not know that you are gods, but you would die like men? What do you mean, Brother Will? You didn't read Psalms 82:6? Okay, let's go back to Genesis 3:22, because we still got to go back to John 10. So Genesis 3:22 says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us. He didn't say he was one of us. We are like. Man has become like one of us. Okay, how many of y'all is there? Like one of us, to know good and evil. That means before we didn't. Before we only knew good. Now we know good and evil. Like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. So, this is powerful. So, God put that cherubim with that flaming sword so that way you don't be in duality forever. You should thank God for that, because you could be stuck just like Chuck down here forever. But thankfully, the big G got a system in place by which to return you back to your prior existence with the Father. His name is Jesus the Christ, a.k.a. Yahushua the HaMashiach. And if you can understand that Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren, the first, that means forerunner. He's the forerunner, that means come to prepare a way. He's the first, that means that we should do what he did. That means that we should deny ourselves. We should pick up our cross. We should follow him. Now, I didn't say that you should not worship him, but after you finish, you might want to get up and follow him. Because if your fruit is no different from the Luciferian's fruit, you might be a Luciferian, boo-boo. I mean, I got a book called Christian Satanist. The whole time I was a Christian, I was a Satanist. It wasn't until I started hanging out with Satanists that I realized that, damn, I'm doing the exact same thing they're doing. So what separates you from Lucifer? What is the difference between what you're doing and what they do? Do you eat? Do you sleep? Do you drink? Do you do the exact same thing that they do? If you do, you might be one of them. But see, the problem is most of us ain't never hung out with none of them. We don't know what they do. Y'all think that's by happenstance? Why do you think they tell you don't talk to them? Because if you do, you will realize that you are one of them. That's why they tell you, oh, brother, don't read that book, brother. That's of the devil. Or don't do that, brother. Because if you do that, brother, you know, you're just like one of them. Okay, y'all might want to go talk to one of them, because you will find out, as I found out, wow, we read the same scriptures, same names, everything the same. Are we serving the same God? I don't know if y'all want to know the truth, so I'm going to just let y'all continue with King James Version, because I don't know if y'all really want to know the truth. Because the truth, it'll mess up your theology. Because Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, then the Lord said, behold, that the man has become like one of us. Now, that word Lord is in all caps. That means fictitious person. That means that's not the real G. That's not the big one. That's the little one. Contrary to most people's theology, but, you know, that's another study for another time. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put his hand and take also of the tree of life. See, that tree, the tree of life, that's why I eat from. I don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because the tree of life is in the kingdom. And lest he take of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Verse 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the garden to till the ground from which he was taken. Verse 24, Genesis 3, 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim, which is code for cherubellum, which is your brain. Then he placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, den of enclosure, Garden of Eden, 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 Eaten, Eden, Eaten, E-A-T-I-N. Eden. Who's what? Eden. Oh, y'all didn't watch Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Ascending? Oh, okay. That's we'll hit that on another time. East of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword. The word of God is always associated as a flaming sword. So he put some words there. And turned, which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So something, someone is in your way, and that is prohibiting you from getting to the tree of life. That something, that someone that is turning in every way to guard so you can't get to Yahushua, it's called your brain. That's called your ego. That's called your belief system. That's called your BS system. That's called your bullshitness. That's why you got tradition. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. You got that tradition. Why? That keeps you from entering into the tree of life. How do I know? Did I read about it in a book? I lived it, homie. Been there, done that, got two T-shirts. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds good. Again, I like what you're saying, brother. But I'm still waiting for you to drop some knowledge, man. Like, what we supposed to do. You see, brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, and he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and they devoured it. See what I'm saying right now? Yeah, some of it's getting through, but some of it's not. Okay, Brother Will, some of it's getting through, but some of it's not getting through. What are we supposed to do, though? See, the fowl, Lucifer, he swoops down and he takes the thing that transforms your minds. See, by blinding the minds, blinding your mind, preventing you from accessing the true gnosis of knowledge that keeps you from the tree of life. Remember, number one, kingdom mindset. So in the Kingdom Millionaires, all we're going to do is talk about the kingdom mindset. I'm going to change your mindset. I'm not going to leave it up to you to figure it out like I did in the life management system. I'm just going to send you modules, and, you know, you might get it, you might not. You know, some of the seed might fall on good, it might fall on good ground, but the birds that are demons, that are led by the prince of the power of the air, a.k.a. Lucifer, he's swooping down and he's taking that word. Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, Christ, the messianic office, that's your purpose, that's your destiny, that's your diaconia, that glow way, that your purpose establishes a way that glows. It connects you with source. It regenes your DNA. It is what is called the ultimate coder. We are all code writers. The same way that a computer programmer that can program a computer, that is the same way you should be programming your brain. Now, instead of waiting for you to figure this out on your own, I'm just going to give you the program. Now, I could you can continue for the people who won't be joining me in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep listening to the modules, and eventually you'll get there. But for the people who want to join me in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you ain't got time to go around Groundhog's Day, and let the word come in and some of it get plucked off by the prince of the power of the air, that the birds of the air, the wicked one that it talks about in Matthew chapter 13. And as he sowed, some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. Yeah, that bird, yeah, he flew around my house. I put a bullet in his head. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. And it's weird. One day, I was doing a show, and we heard this loud thump, boom, and it hit something, hit the house. This is God's honest truth. We went outside, and a buzzard hit the house, broke his neck, and he was landing in the yard, flopping around. Me and my wife was like, what the is going on around Chim? Cool story. I put the bird to sleep. The birds ain't plucking off my, because that's right around the time I said that bird hit the house. Bam. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. See, that's what's happening to you. I'm giving you the word, but then birds in your head, they keep coming by, and they click, 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 click. That's called Groundhog's Day. That's called you keep repeating the same shit over and over again, and your life never changes. Why? You're hearing the word. Remember, systems produce structures. Structures forces implementation, meaning it's not optional. So therefore, if you got the right system, a system is a sequence of events. If I can give you the right sequence of events, which everybody in the Kingdom of Millionaires Training Center, I'm going to give you the right sequence of events. Now, I'm going to give it to you right now. What is the sequence of events? One, mindset. Two, now remember, this is a sequence. If you don't do this in order, it doesn't work. Language. Why? Words establish worlds. Wrong words, wrong world. Three, lifestyle. Your fruit and the devil's fruit should not be the same. If you and the devil eating the same thing, we may have some concerns because it shouldn't be the same. Why? Saints and ain'ts, they don't eat the same food. Why? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 26. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. Carcasses. What rhymes with carcasses? Go with carcasses. Okay. Enough study for that time. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. You see, my brothers and sisters, it is time to renew your mind so that way you can shine. But why do we need to renew our mind again, Brother Will? Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The minds whose minds the God of this age has blinded. We all are blind. Okay, we need to renew the blind. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the gospel of the glory of the position or Christ, the messianic office, who is in the image of God, just sign up. So Christ is the image. A image is a pixel. A pixel is a picture. A picture is a vision. Where there is no vision, people cast out. Number one, mental image. You got the wrong mental image in your head. You got the image of, dancing, or you got naked women. You got cars. You got what image you got in your head, homie? Wrong image. The image you should have in your head is your God-given design. Those four numbers that I gave you that has 12 numbers that came directly from God is downloaded into your DNA in the form of a letter. Why? In the beginning was the word. Words are letters that are grouped together. That's you. If you do not have those letters that I gave you that's inside of your Dear Canary report, then Ephesians 2, verse 1 is not going to work. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you whom he made alive, who were once dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of this. It's a spirit. It's a ruling disposition. It's a Leucos spirit. The spirit. You don't wrestle against flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. It's a spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. See, we all once used to hang out with that Leucos spirit. Not no more, though. Let's end where we begin. John chapter 10, verse 9. John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. He will come in and go out. 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 Well, Brother Will, you don't understand, Brother Will, man. You know, this is cyclical, bro. You know, sometimes I'm, you know, I'm good. Sometimes I'm bad, man. And so, you know, I do bad things, brother. So Jesus don't love me no more, man, because, you know, I had a bad thought, you know, because I made a mistake, brother. And, you know, this happened. So, you know, I made that mistake. So I'm just going to go back out there and hang out with Lucifer. No, Jesus already knows that. That's why he's at the gate. He ain't saying he ain't going nowhere. He's standing there. And he knows you are going to come in and you are going to go out. And you're going to find pasture. Why are you going in and out? How can you just go in and stay? Okay, let's see why. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come they may have life and have it in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You see, my brothers and sisters, let me be crystal clear. You are a code writer. Tomorrow I'm going to break down how to write code. That is getting into the language part. Today we're talking about the mindset. You are what science is duplicating, which is called the gene editing technology. That means gene editing technology. So your ability to get the gene out of your DNA, your ability to remove the genes out of your life. See, right now, you're on auto gen pilot. The genes is running the show. You got to get rid of them suckers. So this, I'm going to give you a gene editing tool, which is really a gen editing tool. Get them genes out. Because the DNA base pairs are inside of your nucleus. The ACGT that form your DNA, that's held together by the P phosphorus. Okay, now you can edit that so that way it changes your behavior. You can change what they call nitrogen-based pairs. Right now you got carbon-based pairs, 666. You got to step up your game, homie, to the nitrogen-based pairs, 777. Then you're going to step it up to 888. And finally, we'll end up with 111, back to source. So if you understand, this is called RNA sequencing. So remember, we said that if you have a sequence, which is another word for a system, that produces a new structure, which produces a new implementation. So this sequence activates the structure. This structure produces a new implementation, results, action. Because why? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The scripture says, I have come that they may have life and have it in all fullness. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why that is so important is because your DNA responds to structure. So that allows you to over and understand how to implement this. Now, all that means is you need a new system, which means a new mindset, a new way of thinking. So your mental disposition is the way that you think. So how do you change that? Well, thankfully, the Bible says that if you change your mind, then you will change your reality. That establishes a whole new jurisdiction. So your jurisdiction is the limits of the territory and the authority can be exercised. Let me say that again. Jurisdiction. Right now, the prince of the air has jurisdiction. That means he controls the territory, your space. He's the commander of the space that you occupy, the air that you are operating in. You need to take back that authority. Now, remember, right now, he has exercised jurisdiction. Now, when I was a cop, we had jurisdictional authority over a certain area. Now, remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So right now, they have jurisdiction. That means that they have authority. Now, you need to take authority. You need to take dunamis power. How do you do that? Confidence. Where do you get your confidence from? Clarity. Where do you get your clarity from? Purpose. Where do you get your purpose from? Person. Who's the person? Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, the good shepherd. Why? I am the gate. He makes seven I am statements, two of which are in John chapter 10, verse 10. I am the gate. Then he also says, I am the good shepherd. So brothers and sisters, in order for you to activate your codons, you must be a coder. How do you write spiritual code? How do you change your codes? Scientists all around the world have been experimenting with rewriting your DNA. This is called epigenetics. The Bible calls this epigenosko. So all you and I got to do is be epigenosko, a genosko. Now, this Greek word is where we want to end up today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. So in the Greek, this word epigenosko or epigenosko. Now, remember the Greek prefix epi, it means upon or over. Remember the word leukos means upon or over. Leukos means the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, is upon or over. Upon or over. Right now, somebody is upon or over you. It's called oppression, depression. Black man, you can relate, right? This ain't Greek for you. This ain't news. You already know epigenosko. But now it's time for you to be up on or over. Strong Concordance number 1921, epigenosko. Now, epigenosko is this ability to become thoroughly acquainted with. That's what it means, epigenosko. Now, this word is found 42 times in the New Testament. God is telling you 42 times in the New Testament. I didn't even look it up in the old. New Testament. First time it's mentioned, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Remember I said at the beginning of the show, if the ants and the saints have the same fruit, which they do right now you can't tell an ant from a saint. The people that go to church and the people that don't go to church, the people that believe in Jesus Christ and crucified, and the people that believe in Satanism and Lucifer, they eat the same, they talk the same, they walk the same, and they wear the same clothes. You can't tell a saint from an ant. Well, let me rephrase that. I can't. I mean, I can spiritually, but if I look at their behavior, their fruit is exactly the same. Why? They have not changed their mindset. Remember, the kingdom, you need to have one kingdom mindset. Two, kingdom language. Three, kingdom lifestyle. So with the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I am teaching epigenosko, kingdom mindset, kingdom language, kingdom lifestyle, because it's about the king. So I'm going to recode your DNA. This is how you can rewrite your DNA. The way that you rewrite your DNA is through epigenosko. Matthew 7:16, you shall know them by your fruit. Change your fruit. So how do I change my behavior? Well, thankfully I have it. It's called cleronomics. Cleronomics is the household management of the soul. So it is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, intellect. Okay, but the will, that is great. How do I change it? Well, the Bible tells us how to change it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to pick up and with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, and we're going to change your swirls or your worlds, your W-H-I-R-L. For the members of the life, for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, who are transferring from the life management system, where you're going to be in total harmony or total structure. Remember, structure, another word for system, another word for sequence, structure. That allows you to implement. Structure comes from a system that's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, which is through faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means I got to immerse you in fulfilled desire. What does that mean? Faith is acting as if. So I'm going to immerse you in a millionaire's mindset. I'm not going to ask you. We're going to talk about it. We're not going to discuss it. I'm just going to dunk you under the water. I'm going to baptize you in millionaire mindset. That's what I did to myself. So I'm going to do it to you. So I'm going to baptize you in an environment of wealth, and baptize you in an environment of health, baptize you in an environment of wisdom, baptize you in an environment of great relationship. We're not leaving up to chance. We're going to baptize you. Through faith, we understand. Epigenosko. So the only way to get epigenosko is through faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is pistis, pytho. So tomorrow we break down faith and we break down epigenosko. Why are we going to do that, Brother Will? Because through faith we overstand, we understand, we understand that the worlds, W-H-I-R-L-S, that the worlds, W-O-R-L-D-S, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That means invisible shiznits, subatomic particles, create visible shiznits, which is atomic particles. That's how you collapse waves into particles. How do we do it, Brother Will? How do we do it? How do I rewrite my code for life? We put on the mind of life and take off the mind of death. Tomorrow, we break down the mind of life that allows us to edit our DNA and access stem cells so that our system can break down the old DNA double helix and establish the new 12 helix DNA that aligns with the 12 cranial nerves in the brain that attaches, again, to the 12 words in our Diakonia report that access the 12 elders that's in heaven, that fixes the genetic mistakes, if you want to use that term, that allows us to vibrate on the same frequency as the big G. So my brothers and my sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you today. I thank the God of gods and the creator of creators, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come, that you are now in the kingdom of God. You're now in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we know you don't think like a man. You don't think like a woman. You think like a kingdom heir. You are now a part of the kingdom mindset. Therefore, use kingdom language so you can vibrate and manifest a kingdom lifestyle. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? It's the young Yola, baby. Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean.